Shannon, I have to say, I'm absolutely gutted. The Cowboys, my Cowboys, were so close to pulling off a win against the Chargers. They were leading, and with just 4 seconds left on the clock, they score only to have the Chargers run back a low kick for a touchdown. A miracle for the Chargers, a nightmare for us.
You know I love you, but I have to tell like it is. The Cowboys had every opportunity to seal that game. They had more offensive yards, 5-1-12 to the Chargers, 4-4-6, and they even had better third down efficiency. But those three interceptions thrown by Prescott, that's where the game slipped away.
I can't argue with you on Prescott's performance. He threw for 307 yards and three touchdowns, but those interceptions were costly. However, let's not overlook Tony Pollard's incredible game. 217 yards on the ground and two touchdowns. He was a beast out there.
Pollard was impressive, no doubt. But football is a team sport, Skip. The Chargers defense stepped up when it mattered, and their special teams. That kickoff return was the stuff of legends. The Cowboys defense just couldn't contain them when it counted.
It's a tough pill to swallow. The defense did get two sacks and an interception. That wasn't enough. And let's talk about CeeDee Lamb, 169 yards and two touchdowns. The young man showed up, but it just wasn't our day.
It sure wasn't. Again, they had enough sass to tell a story. The Cowboys were in the red zone 6 times, but only came away with 2 touchdowns. You can't win games with a 33.3 red zone efficiency. The Chargers were more clinical, and that's why they're walking away with the win.
You're right, Shannon. It's a bitter loss, especially in such dramatic fashion. But I'll say this. The Cowboys showed heart, and if they can clean up those mistakes, they'll bounce back. This isn't the end of our season, not by a long shot.
Well, Skip, they're 2-4 now. Yeah. That's a hole. That's not easy to climb out of, especially with the cotton mistakes we're seeing. This loss, it's not just a loss. It's a statement. The Cowboys can't finish games. And with that kind of performance in the clutch moments, I'm not just pessimistic. I'm worried for your boys. They've got to show something extraordinary to turn this season around. And right now, I just don't see it happening.